This is not going
away.
This
is the challenge ahead of us.
Yeah, we're going to be talking a lot more about this.
Ownership of the media, you know, freedom of the press belongs to the owner of the press.
This is just the beginning. This whole thing is just like...
Freedom of the media belongs to the owner of the means of transmission.
This whole last weekend is just a test.
It's a wake-up call to really do something.
A wake-up call.
It's a wake-up call to do something, to get up and do something.
So let's bring Bernard back, and then we can really have... You're on the radio.
Yeah, hi. Hi. Joined the program, and I was at the meeting tonight, too, and they were talking about having a large demonstration Saturday on January 6th at noon at the station, or, you know, down on Wall Street. That hadn't totally decided, but that was the main proposal for, you know, a large action, just for information there. And the other thing is that all these things need to be done, but the thing is that we have to remove the board, the people on the board, and get the bylaws straightened out. So
the bylaw situation seems the scariest right now, since you have the most corporate person rewriting the bylaws.
Yeah, it's on the web, too. There's all kinds of really good work on these websites that show you what...
Like savepacifica.net and BAI.net.
Yeah, I was handing out a little information sheet at the meeting today, tonight, that I compiled myself. And there's a page that has all the versions of the Pacifica bylaws, you know, the current version and the past version.
Where can people go centrally to get this information?
Well, geez, you know, I kind of had to jump around. I have all the URLs.
Is there a hotline?
Yeah, and in fact, that's the other thing I was going to say. I have the list of hotlines here.
Great.
There's the...
say them slowly. I don't have a pen.
Here's the Concerned Listeners for WBAI. It's an 800 number. 800-825-0055. And this is a really good one. The people who are really doing so much work with the bylaws and have analyzed everything and set up all these archives on the Internet, and that's the Pacifica Listeners Lawsuit, the lawsuit people. They have a number, 212-465-7562. And
what was the group for the first one?
The Concerned Listeners for WBAI was the first one. And I'm going to turn on my radio a little bit. And I think I had one other number here somewhere. Anyway, those are the main numbers I had. And I'm trying to think of a good central URL, web address.
I know there's WBAI.net, savepacifica.net.
Those are two good ones right there.
I'm going to give you this law.
There's a BAI-related one, R. Paul Martin's glib.com, I think.
That's a good one because it has a lot of links.
Yeah, glib.com.
Glib.com, savepacifica.net, and WBAI.net.
The Committee to Remove the Pacifica Board is a good one, which, I'm going to give you two URLs. They're a little bit long. I'll say them slow because I think it's worth it. And the Committee to Remove the Pacifica Board has a site at, http://home.pon, that's P-O-N, .net/wildrose, as in W-I-L-D-R-O-S-E, one word, /pacifica.htm. It's really excellent. And the one other one is the Listener's Lawsuit Document Archive, which has all the bylaws and all the initial articles of incorporation, which is the other key document, the original intent document for forming Pacifica. And that's www.ringnebula.com. That's ring, R-I-N-G-N. E-B-U-L-A, one word, ringnebula.com /PNB, as in Pacifica National Board, /listener_lawsuit. I know that's a lot, but I posted these URLs on some of these bulletin boards that are up there, and I'm trying to remember what those. There's a couple of. When you go to any of these sites, you'll see links to places where they have, you know, place you can post messages and sort of have a discussion group, and some of these things get posted there too.
All right, great. Well,
can I make an announcement?
Yes.
Namespace is running something called the .sucks web contest for the new top-level domain .sucks. And the .sucks domain is reserved for grievances, parody, and critique of evil corporations and individuals in the public sphere. And so we're looking for contestants. So far, we have contestants for Verizon.sucks and Monsanto.sucks. And perhaps somebody could do a Pacifica.sucks, consolidate all this information, and maybe put up a message board or something like that. And on 010101, which is really the first day of the new millennium, we will announce the winners. And this is partially, of course, to establish a top-level domain that is reserved for critique. The subtitle of the contest is Welcome to the .sucks Web Contest. Trademark holders need not apply. So this is reserved for parody and critique and protected by the First Amendment. And this is a way that using our voices and our access, we can make our voices sustain by having access to the internet and by publishing without the fear of litigation or hijacking, reverse hijacking. You know, as you know, over the last year or last 2 years, the corporate lawyers have been crushing free speech through the copyright and trademark litigations. We had the MPAA, Motion Picture Association of America, the lawsuit against 2600, and the Napster, and a lot of these types of situations where the corporate rule is removing our rights to free speech. And the only way to move forward now, we're learning from this, because in fact, IBM and Intel are even now building a new kind of hard drive that will have an ID number that would prevent you from copying files without the consent of a third party. And this can be embedded into the hardware now, which makes it very, you know, the machines are no longer interoperable, and it creates a lot of problems. But basically, this is about the concept of intellectual property having rights that are supreme to our individual rights and free speech. This is the manifestation of corporate rule. Corporate rule is encroaching, and the only way we can fight back is to uphold our laws and our Constitution and not just go for the disappearance of that or the subsumation of that by corporate contracts. This is what the WTO is all about. This is the whole globalization concept, is the loss of our protections under the Constitution as through corporate rule.
And these people play really dirty. I've been studying the current version of the bylaws and the older version, and the information on these sites have been talking about, and they are really messing with these bylaws, fixing it up. So actually, the Pacifica National Board is answerable to nobody except the law right now. So you're forced to go into the courts to.
So this is an example. This is an example of corporate rule.
And the courts, of course, who, you know, they generally are going to side with them. Unfortunately, it's really scary. And Paul, this is Roger, by the way.
Hi, Roger.
I have you guys these emails, so I can actually I'll email you this list that I have in front of me, so you'll have it.
Right.
Okay, so people who want to enter the .sucks web contest, by the way, let's just get back to that. I'm a very bad announcer. They can go to .sucks.forum.xs2.net. That's dotsucks.forum.xs2.net. Or just go to reclaimthenet.net and click the link for the .sucks forum.
And you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The first thing I want to say is John Murray Murphy. Are you there, Johnny?
No, we had to drop her, I'm afraid. Okay. Yeah, she left for the moment.
She must be listening, so we are praying for her mom to be better. Because because health is number one, and in the middle of all this madness, you know, we have to take care of our family and friends, of course.
Absolutely. If we're not strong, we can't go on.
Thank you.
I was lowering my radio, but this is what I want to say. And I've called in the past to thank the Knight people, Bob Fast, Robert Knight, Paul Derry, and so John Murray, for being the only ones who let us know of what was happening in the other sisters' stations. Hold on, please. Because it's really a shame that... And I'm going to be hard on the producers. It's an incredible shame that there was no solidarity at all between the producers of BEI and the people working at BEI and the other sister stations when they were going through their own upheavals. So the producers at BEI, you know, all the shows tell the people, oh, stand up to your landlord, stand up to your boss, stand up to this and that, be in solidarity with everybody else around the world, Palestine and Vieques and this and that, and they demonstrate a total lack of solidarity for their own.
That's just the next program showing up.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all right. Okay, that's all right. It's the next.
So all I'm saying that.
Go ahead.
Are you late? Okay.
Yeah, we're listening. Thanks.
Yeah. So Paul, you guys.
We're on the list. We got in.
Thank you, caller. Night shift has arrived. They got in. They're on the list.
We were on the list. We got in.
And they're here. Thank you very much, caller. Appreciate it.
Solidarity is number one. You have to build the unity that you didn't do it before, so now you have to do it to save the station.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Unity. That's what it's about, and that's what we have to cultivate. Thanks a lot, guys. Paul Garin, Bob Fass. Night shift has arrived. I'm Paul D'Arienzo with Miss Joan Marie Moosey, calling us from Pittsburgh. And we love you all, and we hope to keep coming back and doing this program. Bob will be here tomorrow, and he's going to give you a lot more in-depth rundown on his views of this whole situation. And if you want to contact me, you can call 295-2955.
Okay.
I forgot my number here for a second, but 212-209-2955, or email me at pdr@echonyc.com, echonyc.com. And thanks, and we'll see y'all.
Thank you, Paul, and tell Joni
thanks, Bob.
That we're
good night, Joni. Thanks, Paul.
Pulling for her.
Okay, thank you. All right, see you next week.
Good night.
We interrupt this broadcast
with an official report
from the Atlantica
Radio
Network.
In compliance with our own Atlantica mandate.
Issued at a secret Atlantica board meeting.
The minutes of which
are being burned.
At this very moment.
Atlantica Radio is in the process of accumulating eligible radio stations.
Congratulations.
Your radio station,
WBAI,
is under consideration.
And may soon be part of the Atlantica Radio Network empire.
If you would like
to help your radio station
become part of
the Atlantica Radio Network empire,
turn to your now
and recite the Atlantica mantra.
You are my boss. You are my boss. You are my boss.
The Atlantica Radio Network empire knows
that well-disciplined producers
and listeners alike
improve
the radio
listening
experience.
You are my boss. You are my boss. You are my boss.
Thank you. weapon of a Jedi Knight. Not as clumsy or random as a blaster. An elegant weapon, but a more civilized age.